Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin, you're listening to Up North News.
It is Friday morning, August 5th. I'm Pat Kreitlow, good to have you here. Luke Mathers is our producer. And I didn't tell him ahead of time, but we're going to make Dad Shirt Friday a thing on this program. He doesn't have to. He's young and handsome and can get away with wearing a t-shirt. Some of us of a certain age can't do that anymore. Luke, I wanted to see if maybe it was already a thing. It's not really a thing. If you make the hashtag Dad Shirt Friday and you look on Twitter, the last time anybody used the hashtag Dad Shirt Friday was 2 years ago. And on all of Instagram, if you put in the hashtag Dad Shirt Friday, there have only been 24 posts ever. So I think we're onto something here.
That's a hashtag ripe for the taking then, Pat. You got to claim that one.
It is. I sense merch.
There you go.
I sense merch. This Up North News coffee mug, when we make the next edition, look for Dad shirts on the back of them or something like that. Susan Lampert-Smith joins us for this half hour. She is a freelance writer. I refer to her as our travel writer, even though I know she does a lot more than that. But what we ask of her at Up North News is to, you know, be on the road for us and give us a slice of life, upon all matters of Wisconsin in all sorts of events. And so we want to talk about some of her stories and a bit more of her stories, since we never get to talk about that. So, Susan, good morning.
Hey, Pat. I think we should have like Mom Pants Monday or something.
Mom Pants Monday. Okay.
Those would be those embarrassing yoga pants that, you know, your kids don't want you to wear in public.
There you go. Yoga Pants Monday. We could make something out of that too. It's so good to talk to you, and thank you in person for all of the many stories that you've done for us. It's so appreciated. But I know how much work it is to travel someplace and write about something. But, you know, it's also not the most unenjoyable job either, I would imagine, getting to see all kinds of corners of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I love it. My career back in the day was working for the Wisconsin State Journal, and I started a column called On Wisconsin, which was traveling around the state. It was the best job ever because my bosses never knew where I was.
Yeah. I like that. So you were ahead of your time. Those of us now who work only through Slack and Zoom meetings, you know,
right.
Sometimes we take a meeting and if you keep the camera off, they don't know that you're actually out on the pontoon, you know, taking
exactly.
This meeting. So you were a pioneer in that way.
I used to know where every phone booth was in Wisconsin. That's how long ago it was, before cell phones. So sometimes I'd have to call in my story from the middle of a national forest phone booth.
Oh, yeah. I recall very much my journalism training at UW-Eau Claire, and it was very much an awareness of where the phone booths were. And not only that, this will really take people way back. And I never had to do this, thankfully, but we were taught how to use the little alligator clips to unscrew the mouthpiece and attach the alligator clips to the right leads in the receiver so that you could play your tape recorder for the sound bites that you might have gotten out in the field. And, you know, there were folks that had to do that. Now look at us. I mean, we are editing Instagram reels, you know, videos right on our phones. It's a totally different world of how we convey the story. But the stories are still the same. So you, like you said, you never know where you're going to be in Wisconsin at any given point. But there is something still timeless about the day trip or the weekend trip, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's a great state. We could go from the Mississippi River to a great lake, to an island, to a city. You know, they're all doable for a weekend, really.
Yeah, and it would be completely wrong to ask for a favorite, but I am going to ask you about, you know, some of your highlights, things that places that you like to go back to. But I do want to start with our most recent road trip story you did, and that was up to Minocqua, and that was to talk to my friend Kirk Bankstead, who runs what he calls the least popular place in town. Did you get that the sense that the Minocqua Brewing Company was the least popular place in town when you were up there, Susan?
No. In fact, my husband had been by there the few days before, and he's like, oh, is that that gas station where everybody's in there drinking beer? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. You know, I'd been to the old Minocqua Brewery before in the before times, but I hadn't seen their newest iteration, which is an old Texaco station right on the corner. It was a happening place. We were there in the middle of the afternoon on a Wednesday, and it was a steady buzz of people in and out, buying beer, buying t-shirts, asking for travel advice.
Yeah. And it's a place that is not necessarily popular with the locals in a business operated by somebody who is unabashedly progressive and in hostile territory, as it were, politically. But for being a tourist town, if the tourists come through and they like what you're doing and you're on the main drag, you know, that's half the battle right there. As you travel, and we're going to go to break in a couple of seconds here, but as you look toward Labor Day and whatnot, you know, are you filling your summer with travels at all for personal, or are you still mostly working?
Oh, no. In fact, tonight I'm headed up to Hillsboro to the Driftless Music Gardens for a show. That's a new venue that they started during the pandemic. It was on a farm, and it's kind of between La Crosse and Baraboo, way out in the hills. Should be fun.
Oh, yeah, it should be. So, well, that's fantastic. Susan Lampert-Smith is our guest for this half hour. When we come back, more suggestions for ways to go road tripping across Wisconsin right after this break. You're up north.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music.